What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
She just has her dildos.
Yeah, she just has them out everywhere.
They're just out.
It's better than them being in.
I'm like, Eddie. I was like, did you put away your dildo? She's like, fuck no. She's like, this is my house. I live alone. Don't look.
Don't look.
All right.
She's an adult. She'll do what she fucking wants.
She's got a lot of dildos. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, cheers, boys. That was Broden an introduction Shearer. And a half right there.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Fucking hell. How many
My
dildos
brother
does
from
she
another.
Have?
At least three.
I've got more than that. Got that bitch beat.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, I really want a vape. Real fucking bad.
Yeah, well, I would be certainly in a self-destructive mood as well if I was you.
All right, fuck you both. Getting straight into it, are we?
Let's do it. Let's talk about it. We've had a bit of a week. We all have. We all have a week.
It's been a week.
Let's. We'll talk about it in order first. Broden was the only one out of us who could actually make our No Holds Barred show this week.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was a whole thing, wasn't it?
Man, it was an unfortunate event in which I had to participate in. But I enjoyed myself and I kind of got a good reaction from the crowd because I shat on everyone that performed in the first half, which is not a professional thing to do.
Now, fuck them.
You had to try to fucking bring it back. And the second half did a lot better than the first half.
Yeah.
But it was unfortunate circumstances with you dropping out, unfortunately, and Brad had to take over and Brad kind of just did 4 minutes of fucking rules and was like, but it's no holds barred.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No. You've got to hype the crowd up for
exactly
that show.
Right.
He did really well the first time. So
he was funny. Like, I had mates in the crowd and they said they enjoyed like his bits and that. But it's just the way he opened the show was like, you know, no recording, don't take drinks outside, fucking all house rules. And then he's like, but it's no holds barred.
Yeah.
Didn't really set the mood too well.
Yeah.
But he was a late fill-in, so you can fucking...
It's weird for the MC to say that sort of stuff because they get told it on the way in. So it's kind of like, we've already been told this. Why are you fucking being a dad about it?
Because the crowd is retarded.
They are retarded.
You can't trust the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
That didn't go great.
Yeah. So hopefully, I asked James. I was like, how did it go? And he didn't respond. So I'm like, fuck.
Well, yeah. That's how you know it's fucking bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. Hopefully he lets us do another one, try and redeem ourselves. If the next one doesn't work, then...
It's such a good idea for a show, though. Because like we all have psychotic thoughts that we want to do on stage, but you just can't do it at a normal show because it's insane.
Yeah. Like, well, the next one I'll actually make, unless another family member gets cancer.
He's open.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Fucking, it wasn't as unfortunate as Adam Ronan, though. The man wanted to play music halfway through his set and do, like, shitty one-liners over the top of it. It hits the point and James is out of the room. So he just stood on stage for, like, a minute and a half in silence, just waiting for James to come. And then he continued to do these shitty one-liners over really depressing music and it just sucked all the energy that was remaining in the room.
Yeah, but James will fucking walk out if the show's going bad. He'll be like, fuck this, I can't watch.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's what's happened.
It's definitely what happened. It wasn't like James wrecked his set or anything.
Yeah. The tunes weren't going to salvage it at that point.
No, it was long gone.
It was unfortunate.
Before we walked in the building. It was fucking...
Yeah. I don't know. Like, from what I understand, the crowd didn't really turn up. Wasn't ready for it. Probably didn't have the right hype leading up to the acts, preparing for what was about. Because I was planning to do fuck material up the front.
Yeah.
Mm,
just be like, yeah, like this is the show, strap in, here's fucking my worst joke as an opener. Like this is what we're in for. Like,
yeah, it
wasn't if they didn't laugh, I'd like attack them immediately. Like, you fucking came for this. What are we doing here, like motherfuckers?
My stand-up's like that normally.
I know.
So I was very excited to do some fuck shit that I consider fuck shit.
Mm.
But it wasn't the night for it. So I reverted back to my normal bits, which is still borderline psychotic for a normal human being anyways.
Yeah.
But there was one dumb blonde cunt in the crowd that wouldn't stop talking during people's sets. So
really?
I did threaten to punch a woman. And that got a good reaction from the crowd because they were also over her.
So awesome.
That was fun.
I'm proud of you, mate. That's good.
Cheers, mate. Cheers.
You've grown.
Yeah, exactly. I'm out of disabled people and up to women. You know?
Yeah.
I had my run.
Yeah. So, yeah, that didn't go well. Did either of you do Tuesday?
Nah, I was too depressed.
Nah, I did Tuesday. I actually went all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. But that was the last good set I had this week.
So, November show rolls around last night. Me and Eddie.
I bombed in Sydney before that happened.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, tell us about that.
I went down and did, standout comedy.
Yeah.
At the Chippo. The one that you see with all, like, sunflowers and shit everywhere. We go catch the train down, getting a message from the guy who books it, and he's like, oh, just letting you know, there's going to be, like, 15 or 20 women as, like, a big group of, like, international women, and they're all, like, early 20s. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm fucked here then.
Yeah.
That is not my demographic. But if you had been like, there's going to be, like, 15 or 20 tradies walking in, and I can fucking make fun of them, that'd be all right. But anyway, get to the gig, and it's not just 15 or 20 women. Like, the crowd is, it's packed. Like, fucking good on them. They're good at booking this show. It's on a Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday night. And the place is fucking packed. It's like 50 tickets or more sold. And, yeah, it's just mostly women, like 80, 90% women in the crowd. All young, like, woke Sydney chicks. I'm like, oh, this is going to be fucking bad. I'm not going to name names, but, like, a couple of people, like, went on before me, and they're fucking really good, like, really good comedians who I respect a lot. And first one comes back in and just like, oh, that's tough out there. And I'm like, if you're not getting them, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Because, female comic too. And then another comic goes on, guy comic, and it's just like up and down, up and down, like getting him a bit and then just bombing, getting him a bit. And I'm just like, if he's going bad, I'm so fucked right now. I get up there and I actually start doing well. And I'm like, this is going fucking well. I'm like doing like the golden stuff about having a girlfriend and they're fucking loving that. And then I just like turned and just did some like darker shit and they're just like, oh no. There was like audible gasps.
That's the point where you should threaten to hit a woman.
Yeah.
And that really gets the crowd going, I'm telling you.
I asked a chick in the front row if she would ever give her pussy away for free.
What'd she say?
She didn't answer. She was just like,
oh my God.
But they do all the time. Like that's a pretty basic question.
Don't. You've always got to work for it. No, yeah. Nah, none of them give it away for free, dude.
Nah. No way.
In different fucking circles. What? I know some real dirty whores.
You hang around with rapists.
Yeah.
You've always got to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold them down.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's a bit of physical exercise, you fat cunt.
You are a rapist. Hanging out with rapists, that's the only way you get it for free. Yeah. No, you've got to, like, hang out, fucking take them somewhere, buy them food.
Date them for 4 years.
You still haven't got a route, have you?
No, it's jerk-off central, man.
After 4 years.
It's real sad.
Not as sad as my set at that fucking gig.
Oh, that was horrible. That was...
Yeah. Last night was fucked.
I don't think that's the worst set I've ever seen you have. And I've seen you have some shit fucking sets.
Yeah.
Well, you were really fucking... really against it. So...
Yeah.
The show started late. So this is... We'll preface Ethan's bomb with this. The show was advertised to start at 7. Doors at 7. Show was starting at 7:30 officially. That was on the poster. The venue made their own poster for the show to start at 8. So we're already hyped up, ready to go. 7:30 rolls around, half the crowd's missing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is not good.
Yeah.
And he's like, holy fuck, like half the crowd hasn't showed up. She goes, none of the people who purchased tickets have showed up. I was like, that is really strange. Like, Like, you hear of, like, one or two.
Maybe they all just wanted to donate to Movember and not actually turn up to the show.
Yeah. That was what I thought. Then Eddie goes and does a roundup. They're all in the back because the venue had put up a poster on the A-frame out the front saying the show started at 8. So we had people who rocked up at 7.
And the thing is, they advertised the show.
To start at 7.
They said 7. And then at the venue, they said 8.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, if you want to get everyone there in time, you tell them 7. And then when they actually get to the venue, you say 8. And then you just start the show at 8. Then everyone's already there, ready to go.
Yeah.
But then you got people waiting around and shit, and the show has to be pretty fucking tight, which it wasn't.
No.
It fucking went on and on.
It was loose. It was very loose.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
because everyone was eating dicks and doing more time to try and fucking bring it back. That's how I feel anyway. Fuck you all.
I didn't really eat a dick.
Yeah, I thought
me and Brody had pretty good sets.
Yeah, you two did.
I mean, we were in the golden spot. Like, that's really where me and Broden went on.
Second half. That should have been the end of the show. Yeah, after you and Broden. That was about it. Yeah, by the time Joel got up, they were fucking done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what I wanted to do, so...
Hang on, let's preface it with the show started and the lights were not on.
Oh, that's right,
Shout out to Luke on that one, eh?
Yeah.
Luke, the ultimate professional. Just was like, the lights aren't working. Georgia fucking gives him a light and he just talks into the light like it's a fucking spooky story.
Yeah.
And just does his set as if it's not going on. Riffs a little bit. Gets some laughs. Keeps the show rolling. Because we couldn't wait.
Yeah, exactly.
The show was already late.
It was already an hour late.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then first half, we put Ronan to open. And he started out slow, but got him towards the end of his set.
He did, I'd say.
Yeah, he got him towards the end of his set. We were all at the back, like, Ronan's bombing. The first like quarter of his set, everyone's like, yep, Ronan's got another bomb coming on. And he went back to the classics and got him.
Brought it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, nice work, Ronan. Good job, mate. Then we had Roger, which was a toss-up to have Roger headline or you. But Roger hasn't been doing a lot of comedy lately, so we're like, we're not really sure
where he's at.
But in retrospect, maybe should have got Roger.
That was
he half the crowd. He brought a fair few people.
Yeah,
a lot of them had left by the time that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
He
Only the cunty ones were left.
Yeah.
The ones that booed me.
Yeah.
Roger did well, though. I haven't seen him do stand-up in like a year. He did really well.
Yeah.
And that was very funny. After that chick booed me, her partner left his phone and charger, like, on a table under there, and I grabbed it and I ran out and gave it to them, like, as they were standing outside, as one last, like, fuck you. I'm a decent person. You're a fucking cunt. I was like, hey, man, you forgot your charger. Hope you have a good night. See you later. I should have just smashed that fucking
phone. Yeah, you should have thrown it in the toilet.
Fuck you, bro. You're going to boo me? Well, maybe don't bring your missus out if she's going to boo and I won't flush your fucking toilet. I was like, nah, I can't.
And don't throw it in the toilet. Throw it in the urinal. That's even worse because it still probably works, but it's covered in piss.
Yeah.
Never putting that to your face again. Or he might.
Yeah, maybe he's into it.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll put it to his face more.
Maybe he's like, maybe you discover something for him.
We'll
he's
never
like,
know because you're a pussy, Ethan.
Yeah, fucking bitch.
Fucking bitch.
No, it was better to actually fucking give the phone back and be like, I'm a fucking better person.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you two are fucking
autistic. You should have taken a dick pic.
Yeah.
And then gave it back to him.
Oh, dude, that would have been great.
I should have done that.
Just flipped out that Gaza strip and fucking let him.
Yeah.
And then Eddie went up after Roger.
Yeah. Eddie had a great set. As always. I mean, she probably brought a quarter of the people there with her advertising, at least. Before we put paid ads up, she was just doing all... Oh, man. Eddie was... If you, Eddie's,
need to, if you need to sell a show in Newcastle, Eddie fucking knows half of Newcastle. So
yeah.
It does help a lot.
Yeah.
But she's very good at selling shows. Not great at running them. No, she goes good at running them, but
yeah.
Just forgot to do the light thing.
Yeah.
And I actually thought about it beforehand, but I was like, well, this is not my fucking show. Like, should I be checking that? I don't know.
Everything that went wrong, I was like, I probably could have checked that before we started. But I didn't. I was more like, fucking, I had no idea what I was going to do for my set.
Right.
Until I got up there. Like, there was a few, like, I was really, like, sort of pausing heaps, taking a lot of sips, all of that stuff. And it was purely because I wasn't sure what I was going to say next. I was like, yeah.
That was a slow crowd, though, so it was probably doing you a favour.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Slow it down a bit.
I did have that plan.
There are also weird pockets in the crowd where it's like, this table is into this type of material,
yeah.
And this table's into this material. So you get them going and they're quiet, then you get them going and they're quiet.
Yeah, well, there's all those fucked up people that were like, one was like a crime scene investigator, the other one just lost her... someone in her family to like suicide.
Yeah, her brother. I spoke to her.
That was the fucked up table there, and they were like into the dark shit.
Yeah, and I loved them.
And then all of Roger's mates that he brought and put in the front were all like these fucking hippie sensitive types that were just hating it. So he's just like, I'm just going to play to this side. Sorry.
Yeah.
Can't keep everyone in this room happy, and actually, this table needs it more than you fuckers.
Yeah, exactly.
What fucking trauma have you gone through? Oh, you did too much ketamine at a fucking rave. Too bad.
As someone who's done too much ketamine before, maybe they needed the laughs.
No, the people that crime scene investigators and suicidal brother, definitely. That's what side I'm on.
Yeah, they kept talking, but they were good.
Yeah, they were ready as fuck. They're getting hammered.
Yeah, I went fucking hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
like, shut up, cunt.
I told them all to kill themselves. It's good for
you. Yeah.
Fucking charity event. Yeah. Like, kill yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Well, I had to because they were stepping on, they stepped on one of your punchlines and they stepped on someone else's.
You didn't just step on the punchline. The cunt said the punchline.
Yeah.
How fucking annoying that is.
Yeah. Means it's an obvious joke, bro.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware. Hey, it was the first time I'd done the joke, all right?
All right, fair enough.
What was the joke?
It was about bondage and having a safe word.
Yeah.
And her safe word's, I'm coming.
Right.
It's just a one-liner, like, simple joke.
Something she'd never say, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And,
sorry?
I was fucking, and we were doing some stuff where I was like, Tanya's like, oh, we need a safe word. I was like, yeah, here's the safe word. And then I immediately forgot the safe word. It's like straight out of my head.
Should have made it something.
Crying, babe. Why do you keep bringing up potatoes?
Yeah.
Should have made it something that you say all the time when you're at home when no one else is around.
What?
No, the N-word.
Yeah, that's what makes my girlfriend come, actually. So.
Oh, Christ.
I'm learning Japanese.
Why?
So I can do the voice, not be racist.
It's still racist.
No, it's not. Not if you actually speak in Japanese.
Then you're doing, like, their accent while you do it, and they'll be like, you speak very good Japanese. Because if you're like a white guy and you're like, arigato gozaimasu. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
I just feel like if you look like me and you do it, you can't get away with it.
Arigato gozaimasu.
See, that's not racist.
It's just good accent.
Arigato. Why would you say that, Mitch? That's racist.
My bad.
So racist, Mitch. I know what racism is because I'm a big fan of it, and that was racist.
Fuck. So yeah, after you and Broden did your sets, that was pretty much...
That should have been the end.
That was like, time-wise, what, 2 hours at that point? Two and a bit? It was like, that's fucking enough. Oh, and the break went for fucking way too long too.
Yeah, especially a 10-minute break.
Yeah, it was half an hour.
Yeah, Eddie was like, I've got to fucking sell my next show.
Yeah.
So she's walking around fucking...
Trying to sell the show, fucking... Collected some good donations.
Yeah.
That was pretty much worth it.
Yeah.
But could have just got straight onto that, but fuck it. Who cares?
Eddie's done way more for men's mental health than anyone else in Newcastle.
Yeah, she's also destroyed more men's mental health than everyone in Newcastle. So I feel like she needs to make up for it, if anything.
It's reparations at this point.
Yeah, it's her 7 pounds.
Yeah. I just love that we're at a men's mental health show and she's just on stage just shitting on dudes.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
For fucking 10 minutes.
She does it every year.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your name? No, fucking work on that cunt. No, she doesn't call them cunts. But anyway, fucking Joel gets up. And yeah, that Joel did not have a great set either.
No.
It went off the fucking rails.
Yeah. Because they just weren't into that type of material.
Yeah, super dark.
Yeah.
Type of shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't having it.
They were liking the Bogan stuff.
So I thought, but I don't know. I didn't really deliver my shit properly.
Yeah.
Then you got up at a show that was already stretched out and did 22 minutes of a lot of new shit that I haven't heard you say before. I don't know how new it is.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to do stuff, like, related to fucking men's mental health and, like, make it, like, somewhat about the fucking show.
Yeah. Be like, let's jump out of a plane. Yeah. That was your opening bit.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it?
No, there was like 10 minutes before that, man. It was a lot.
I did like 10 minutes on fucking just. I think I went November.
I went into a time warp too.
Yeah, I think everyone did.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in a fugue state. I didn't know what was happening. Yeah, I was just because I got up and Luke was like, "Ethan, organized the help organize the show," and I was like, "No, I fucking didn't."
That was your first.
Don't mistake. Put that on me. First mistake, roasting the MC, which I've said on this podcast many times, you don't fucking do, but yeah. I fucking did it because I'm fucking retarded.
Yeah.
So I get up there, do that, roast him, and then shit on Joel, which is like unnecessary. You don't need to fucking roast the other acts either. No. That doesn't fucking help.
Especially
show.
When you're bombing.
Yeah. No, well, I wasn't bombing at that stage. I didn't even start my set yet.
Yeah.
But I opened with shitting on Luke and shitting on Joel.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can actually hear, like, laughter and the crowd's a bit like, and then it just goes, and, like, everything just gets sucked out of the room and you can hear a fucking pin drop and you're like, oh, no.
I remember at that point the whole crowd just went quiet.
Yeah, dead quiet.
It was crazy. It's like someone opened a window and, all the air was sucked out.
Yeah.
It's crazy when that happens in fucking...
Yeah.
It made me so happy.
Me too.
Because you just feel it coming and then you just kept going. I'm like, he's doing an Eddie. He's never going to get off this stage until he gets it.
I was doing an Eddie.
Yeah.
And then Eddie gave me shit about doing an Eddie after the show. I was like, bitch, you fucking did it for 3 years here. At this very venue.
Yeah.
At the end of every open mic.
She is like,
oh, fuck.
Yeah. She's like, you fucking flashed. She's like, you gave me the light, motherfucker. Yeah. I
saw the light a bunch of times. It just didn't register in my head. No, actually, fuck that. When I listened back to the set, I actually got a fucking laugh with one of the jokes. And then I was like, Eddie's giving me the light. I got to get the fuck out of here. And then the crowd was like, no, do more.
Yeah, they're bullying you.
Dance for us, monkey.
And I was like, all right, I fucking will then.
It's like when you convince the retarded kid to tackle a chick in high school.
That's exactly what happened. So, yeah, I just kept going.
That's where Broden developed his habit of hitting women.
Oh, bro.
I sold a lot, but I kept running.
No, I enjoyed last night. All in all, I had a good time.
It was a good night. It was a good night.
And it's nice to do something for a good cause as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to bomb for charity.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know about that, but...
Yeah. I'm yet. I honestly thought it was going to be me who was going to bomb. On the night. I was like, not really feeling it. And then I had a hit of the vape and got a little bit of a nicotine high.
Oh, that got me going as well.
Yeah, it got the synapses firing. I was like, ooh, okay. Started riffing a little bit. Yeah. And then we got rolling.
Yep. Well, if you want access to my full bomb set, I'll put it up on Patreon. How about that? You can fucking listen to it.
Yeah. How to Not Comedy 101. I should put my... I still haven't listened to my set from when I bombed here on the Saturday night.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, it was a rough one.
It was a good one.
Oh, just.
You got to do it. People don't talk about their bombs often enough. They're too fucking precious about it. But, like,
it happens to everyone.
Yeah. If it doesn't happen to you, you're not fucking trying hard enough, honestly. Do some fucking different shit.
Yeah.
Mix it up a bit.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying this new material I'm doing.
You got to fail to get fucking better.
I'm like, no, you do the same set for 3 fucking years.
Yeah.
Getting chuckles.
Yeah.
And you get off stage and
you feel
and then
nothing.
You get mad because the club doesn't book you.
Yeah.
Chuckles is polite when it comes to that person, let's be real.
Chuckles is the both of them.
Yeah.
Fucking big-headed cunt.
Jesus Christ.
Mitch is angry.
I just don't like him.
That's fair. He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You had breakfast, mate?
Yeah, I did. I had scrambled eggs, bacon, toast. What'd you have? Yeah.
Just had toast with Vegemite. Couldn't be fucked.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
It's a good choice of breakfast.
Yeah.
Gluten-free bread because I'm a faggot.
Faggot.
Can't eat proper bread anymore.
Yeah.
Try not to vape. Just fucking kill me. I'm done.
Can you eat sourdough?
Nah.
Maybe if you cooked it yourself, like made your own sourdough without all the chemicals.
You're just craving the yeast, aren't you? You're just hoping your missus stops showering so you can just get a taste of that sweet, sweet yeast.
Get in there. Smells fucking loafy down there. Yeah.
Yuck.
Make one of those fucking cunt sourdoughs.
Cut the crust off before you eat it.
Have you seen that? Women will fucking make a sourdough starter with their fucking yeast from their pussy and bake the bread.
I'm all for it, quite frankly. It's like that fucking, they got like that cat shit coffee in Bali.
Oh, yeah.
I love that shit.
Have you had it?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome, dude.
Is it?
Yeah, if you like strong, bitter coffee,
yeah,
it's the best.
Do you have it with milk?
Nah.
Do you have it with the shit or without?
With the shit. Extra shit, actually.
Can I get extra shit?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Good coffee.
What's it called? I can't remember.
Cat shit coffee?
Yeah, it is cat shit coffee.
I'm not pronouncing their fucking words.
But they...
No, it's the name of the animal.
Don't they, like, have to peel it or something? There's like,
it's like
they eat it. They eat it. The cats eat it and then they peel it after it's been shit out?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're not actually touching... The shit hasn't actually touched what you're roasting.
It's still been inside of a cat, Mitch.
Yeah. But then 100 degree, or how
you're literally trying to polish a turd right now. It's cat shit coffee.
Yeah,
and it's good.
I wouldn't have it anyway.
So. It'd be like if you took the corn kernels out of a human turd.
Popcorn.
Yeah, made popcorn out of it or something. You're like, oh, this is fucking flavoursome.
Kenny versus Spenny. For one of his Kenny Hots fucking eats raw popcorn.
Hmm.
And then shits it out, cleans it, dries it, puts it in the fridge, and then Spenny makes popcorn with it and eats it, and they film the whole thing.
Fuck, we were nearly there. Damn, we got sweet ideas, dude, from like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
If we were doing this 20 years ago, fuck, we'd be huge.
Be killing it.
I am pretty huge already.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm actually growing at a faster rate than any podcast on earth right now. Fucking Joe Rogan, who cunt?
Yeah. Been doing cold showers.
How's no one started the Joe Bogan podcast?
Oh, that'd be great.
And it's just
you're kind of locking yourself into a certain stream of people that I don't want to be involved in.
Just fucking some bogan cunt talking about ice baths and shit.
Cold showers. Yeah. You're trying to transition into something there, Mitch? You got something with cold showers, mate?
He's been doing them.
Yeah, I've been doing them. It's good. I like the way my nuts feel when I get out.
Okay.
This is the Joe Bogan podcast, isn't it? I just realised.
Yeah.
That's what we've been doing.
Been eating more vegetables. Makes my poops better. Sometimes you don't even have to wipe.
You should.
I still do. Don't get me wrong.
Just to check. Then you've got to check the toilet paper. Right?
Yeah. Give it a little taste. No poop.
You taste your toilet paper, do you?
Well, how do you know there's poop on it or not?
Do you still have two dick holes?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not something I'm going to get fixed.
Just checking.
It's unique about me.
Yeah. I think about it all the time.
It's weird.
I'm constantly thinking about your dick, bro.
It's like that meme. She's like, I bet he's thinking about other women. He's just thinking about my dick holes. I wish one had one function and the other had another function. That'd be great.
Double function at the same time.
Yeah. I've only got one hole that works. The other hole's just there for putting stuff in.
Mm.
Spare change.
Yeah.
So you ever have those like random 5-cent coins? I don't have to worry about that. Just put them up my dick hole.
You can only fit like 2 5-cent coins in there though. You run out of space.
I don't know, man. I can stretch that sucker.
Why don't you put some jewelry in there?
Ethan's getting out of house because we're talking about coins.
Mm. That'd be a great idea. Like a just a stud.
Yeah.
A little stud on my fucking knob.
Prince Albert. You can get 2 Prince Alberts.
Who was the pedophile? Prince
Harry.
No.
Andrew.
Andrew. Prince Andrew. Dude. You imagine back in the day when you could just do stuff and you're like, no one will ever find out about this. And then 40 years later, they're like, we know everything, motherfucker. You're like, shit.
Mm.
He promised. That nice man promised me. He's like, promise me I won't tell anyone if I just, you know, help him pass some laws, give him some state secrets. Man, Epstein had a good thing going.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Mm.
Till they killed him. God damn it, Epstein. Why? Why'd you have to leave us?
Yeah.
Jeffrey, come back.
It's a bit of a shame.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Bit of a shame. His fucking little island adventure got shut down.
He could have, like, gone to jail, come out, wrote a book, started a podcast.
Mm.
I'd listen to that. The Epstein experience.
Dude, the Epstein experience?
Bro.
Oh, man. Awful for all those young women.
But yeah, but it'd be great. But great for the story.
Oh, it'd be fucking awesome. You know how, like, when Joe Rogan does his podcast, he takes a photo of the guest and they're holding a samurai sword?
Yeah.
Epstein would do it, but you're just holding a toddler. It'd be fucking awesome.
Telling stories about the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Clinton was in here. Absolutely crushing. Destroyed.
You reckon Hillary ever went to the island with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, she would.
For sure.
Wonder how much the island is these days.
You can buy it. It's still for sale. Let me Google it.
I probably can't buy it. Yeah. I struggled to get a coffee on the way in.
Well, that's just the step up into the shop, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steps are hard, man.
Are you still riding your motorbike?
I could. It's currently off the road right now.
Not registered.
So someone bought it in May for $60
million. Oh, nice.
Get a few of the boys together.
Start that sucker up again.
Yeah, I wonder what they're going to do with it.
Look for secrets and gold. There's gold buried there, surely.
Or children.
Definitely children.
Golden children.
They've just got
buried gold in the place that you rape young women. Doesn't make any sense.
Because they'll never look there.
Mm.
Yeah, because they're looking for other stuff.
It's getting real dark.
No, it's not.
Epstein's a Jew. That's cool.
Yeah, he's
part of your tribe, Ethan.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my tribe wouldn't leave fucking gold on an island like that. See, we're not pirates.
True. This is the point I was trying to make.
Nah, I reckon there's definitely some gold buried out there.
Nah. Jews don't work in gold. We haven't worked in gold since fucking hundreds of years ago. It's all trusts and
the Nazis took
financial
away.
Banking and shit. Yeah.
So I wonder how much Nazi gold Switzerland's got, really. Switzerland and the Vatican.
It's all in Argentina.
Yeah.
They took it with them. Bro, I want to go... Like, I don't like Nazis. I think they're bad people. But I would love to go to Argentina and just hang out with the boys.
It would be a wild party.
Bro, it would be fucking awesome. I reckon they'd love me.
No lines.
Bro, I'll hold Hitler on stage now.
Yeah.
They would love that shit.
That's wild that you got away with that last night.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's my favorite joke.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I fucking love that bit. For me to look the way I do and to hold Hitler on stage and get people to laugh at it, I've completed comedy. I won. That was my
3 years in.
That was my only goal.
Yeah.
It was to be able to do my favorite pose in front of people and make them laugh. And I fucking did it.
You need to do the fucking walk too.
I'm not walking.
Yeah. The crazy fucking, the goose leg, is it? Goose step?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The goose leg.
The goose leg. I wonder if gooses are delicious. You reckon they're delicious?
Yeah,
goose like a fucking.
You don't they like force feed them in France and they're like.
Yeah, foie gras.
What'd you call me?
You goddamn foie gras. What are you doing here, goddamn foie gras? Right. Get on my table.
Is that duck? Is
such a foie gras.
Is your brother a bottom or a top?
Yeah. Goes back and forth, bro.
Yeah.
It depends if it's falling in or out at that point in time. They take turns.
Let's have a break.
He's single at the moment, so if you want to fuck him, Ethan, now is your time.
I don't want to fuck your brother.
I know you've brought it up a couple times.
I'll probably maybe fuck we can him, make a
deal.
Yeah.
It'd be worth it for the story.
Mm.
Just like every time Broden gets a little chirpy, you'd be like, fuck you, I fucked your brother.
Yeah.
Well, my brother does have to get one back on me because when I was like 15, I fucked his best friend. So now he's been saying he's going to fuck one of my friends for a very long time.
Wilson, you've got it coming. How many times has he tried to fuck Wilson?
A couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah. I bet it makes Wilson really uncomfortable.
That's the only, like, human contact Wilson gets.
Yeah.
He's all into it.
Oh, no. He probably got some old people to taser.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a missus now.
Some minorities to kick.
Nah, he's single. Dude, I went out clubbing with him a few weeks ago, and I have never seen someone repel pussy so quickly.
Yeah, it's his giant fucking head. Yeah, he's got that skinny body, but that big fat man head. It's crazy.
He's been working.
He looks
out.
Like Tom Segura.
He's looking good. He's looking good. It's just his general personality is just so dislikable that it just repels.
Because of what he does.
Yeah, funny that with that type of career.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, and he constantly brings it up, right? He brings up what he does for a living.
Yeah, of course.
And then the
he's
next day he's like, why'd you keep bringing it up, Broden? I'm like, I don't want people to know I'm friends with you, cunt. I'm fucking, I didn't bring it up.
Why would I bring it up? I was the one holding the coke.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Not that we do coke or anything like that.
Shut up, pussy. Goddamn foie gras.
Damn. Nah. It's good. He's got pink eye at the moment.
Mm.
That's real funny.
Yeah.
So we went out to the pokies. The old fucking bay pub. Down at Bonnell's Bay there.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Where the old stomping ground.
Oh, Bonnell's Bay.
And there was this crackhead in the pokey room. And
we played
the machine after her. And then a day later, Wilson's eye was fucking swollen.
Yeah.
He got that fucking crack-resistant fucking pink eye.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, he might lose an eye.
So he might lose an eye because he went to the doctors and they gave him eye drops. And he's allergic to the eye drops. So this was like a month and a half ago, and his eye is still popping out of his fucking head.
Yeah.
And it is so funny. He can't go to jiu-jitsu classes. No one wants to fucking be around him.
Yeah.
He had to take a bunch of time off work because no one wants to be around him. And he's really isolated, and he may kill himself. And that makes me a happy man.
Yeah, fuck you, Wilson.
He did his first jiu-jitsu comp.
Yeah.
In Sydney, and I went with him because no one else would. So I was his fucking coaching team, which didn't go well.
Because you didn't know what the fuck you were doing?
No, I have a pretty... I can tell him where to go and what to do. I'm like, just not going to be able to...
Don't tap!
Yeah. No, he got tapped pretty quickly in his first match.
Yeah.
And then in his second one, he actually was... It was up on points. He was 5-0 on points with like a minute left, and he got caught in a triangle. So he's officially 0-2. And then on the car back, we're driving back, and he goes, you know, it's really crazy, Broden. There's two people in this world that can beat me in a fight, and they're both there on the same night. And then he drove really fast down the freeway.
Yeah.
I was terrified.
What's he going to do, get pulled over?
Bro, no, he was singing a sad song and speeding, and he kept looking at me weirdly.
That's how you die.
Yeah, that's why I was scared, Ethan.
Yeah.
Contrary to the way I look, I want to live.
Singing Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I can't remember what the song was, but it was really fucking depressing.
Yeah. Yeah, he just got fucked up in a tournament in front of hundreds of people.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Yeah. I hate that that feeling. Like when you're about to go out somewhere, you deal with the nerves, you get there, and then you lose.
Mm.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, it felt like last night.
Yeah, I feel like you almost willed yourself into it because you didn't look like you were looking forward to it. I was like, hey, man, it's like they're a good crowd. You'll be fine. They're a little slow. Just have fun. And you're like, hold my beer. I mean, hold my cider, you goddamn fagwa.
Hey, I got a Jack and Coke on stage.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, you know what's bad when they just bring you a drink?
Yeah, the depressed people brought you a drink.
Yeah, like he needs it more than us.
It's like, yeah, my kid has cancer, my brother killed myself. Here's a drink for you, buddy.
Yeah, you need it.
There's a new guy started on the scene, Lurch, Steve Lurch. His Instagram is Steve Lurch fan page. Steve, you can't start a fan page for yourself, bro.
Yes, I love him. That's hilarious.
He's like my favorite person in the scene at the moment. He's like he's so great.
That's awesome. Why haven't we done that?
So we're at the back and somehow meth comes up and he just looks me dead in the eyes. He's like,
I did meth.
First time I ever did meth. And this dark look came over his eyes. Like he went to another place. Like he used to be a different person.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I drank a liter of vodka. He goes, I sculled a liter of vodka. And you look at this guy and you're like, he's telling the truth.
Probably did.
Yeah, because he don't talk so well. Like he talks like a dude who sculls a liter of vodka. He's like, so I did some meth. He goes, it sobered me up. He goes, waste of fucking money. I wasn't drunk anymore. And he goes, I wasn't high either because I'd had all the vodka. He goes, it just sobered me up.
Wasn't he drinking so much that he had, like, the shakes and shit?
Yeah. He had to quit and he had the shakes.
Talks like, about that on stage, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another joke, someone else, I made a joke about cooking meth. And then he just starts telling me how to cook meth.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what?
All right, I've seen Breaking Bad as well, man. I can remember the fucking
Ingredients. Dude. Nah, he was like, he had intimate knowledge. Mm. I was like, this cunt's fucking cooked meth before.
Mm.
Yeah.
How do you think he got it?
Yeah. After that vodka? Yeah, it was his own supplier. Yeah. He gets on stage, man, and his joke structure is really good. But he says the most heinous fucking shit. So it's like a really... Yeah, really well-structured joke. It's, like, perfect on paper, but he's saying the most heinous shit. And you're like, God damn it. And then he's at the back there. He's like, should I say the N-word? But he actually said it. I was like, no, Steve.
The only time Mitch has ever said, no, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, dude.
You finally got one.
He found my line.
You always go, yeah, no, you should do that.
Oh, dude. It's my favorite thing in the world. People come up to me with the most heinous material. What do you think? Yes.
Yes, you should do that.
It works half the time. Half the time I'm right.
Nah, you should have fucking told him to do it.
I should have.
It would have been so funny. It's the only way you learn.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I haven't heard of this fella. I can't wait to see him.
Dude,
see him, but it'd be great.
You're going to love him, man. I think he's a great dude. He used to come here. He comes here for, like, every pro show, like, every week.
Yeah, right.
Came to the open mics, like, watches. That's why he's such a good joke writer, as in, like, he knows how to write a joke and how to structure a joke because he watched so much comedy.
Yeah.
He's clearly autistic, like, very autistic. And
sounds like my type of person.
Yeah, dude. He's great. I'll introduce you. I'm like, you two are going to be friends. Like,
he just gets up at the open mic and off the bat just starts talking about pedophiles.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
What was very funny was at the Stag. Fucking, when was it? Anyway, Big Jim turned up.
Mm.
And we were like, sick. Fucking Big Jim's here. This should be good. Very few crowd, like mostly comics. So we're like, this will be good. But he went on after Eugene. And it was like, oh, this guy seems normal now.
Yeah.
Like after Eugene did fucking Eugene things up there, it was like, oh, the title's been taken of the most fucking insane kind of Newcastle.
I just had a money-making idea. They're trying to do the roast nights here at the club.
Yeah.
I think we do a featured bout. We do Eugene versus Big Jim.
Yeah.
I know Eugene's banned, but I'm sure we can lift it for a night. That would be the best fucking roast battle of all time. We'll do it. We'll do it. We'll get Brian Gurr versus Jay Bellis as the co-main event. I should book shows. This is fucking... This is... If you want to see mental illness at its finest...
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Dude, we should... We should just book a show that is just full of terrible comics.
You did last night.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just like... Yeah, just book it as anti-comedy. Like, we just call it anti-comedy. This show is going to suck, but it's going to suck so bad it's funny. And see how many tickets we sell.
Oh, the actual cringe fest. Like in Bradley's fucking Big Dog.
Yeah.
Not Big Dog, fucking Cheeky Dog.
Yeah. So. Did you hear about that?
No, what happened?
So, Bradley Bishop gets the ball rolling on this pro show. Books, who did he book?
They had a really good lineup, yeah.
Alex Milinkovic.
Milinkovic,
thank you. And who else? Sam Bowden to MC.
Foie gras.
Yeah. Goddamn foie gras. Foie gras. Huge foie gras.
He's a suit wearing foie gras, which is.
Yeah, dude.
Bradley Bishop also foie gras.
Huge foie gras. Release the Bentley tapes, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, great lineup. And they put together, clearly spent 5 minutes making the poster, just used a Canva.
Which is fine. You don't need anything too crazy. It's just a comedy show.
You do. You want the poster to pop. You want to make a shitty poster and then get your best friend, who's a graphic designer, to unfuck it. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then advertise it as a cringe fest. Like, let's do this again. Cringe Fest 2023. That's what they called it. AKA Comedy Night.
Yeah.
And
that's
like,
fucking retarded.
Yeah.
What a bunch of foie gras.
Yeah.
You just had that idea, though, of doing like a cringe show.
Yeah, but advertise it as that.
This is an actual show that has some talented but who's fucking
gonna,
comics on
who's
it.
Who's going to fucking turn up if you advertise it as an actual cringe fest? No one.
People who go to the open mics will.
Nah.
You sell it at the open mic.
Meh, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, see how it goes.
Do you know what you
put it on?
If you really wanted to make that work, you need like a Kyle Legacy type person to MC.
Yes.
That can just fucking rape every person after they get off stage for like a couple
literally.
Of minutes. Yeah, literally.
He actually fucks them.
Yes.
But does crowd work while he's doing it. Imagine getting raped by Kyle Legacy. He's just roasting your dick while he's doing it. Ah, look at that little pecker.
It's fucking sick, lad.
You fucking suck at comedy. You fucking lose as shit.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk to Legacy next time he's in the country. Like, can you host?
He won't want
to
do that. What are you talking about?
Yes, he will.
Tell him Brian Gurr's in the lineup. Mate, he's fucking in for
He'll
it.
He'll fucking do anything that
Dude.
Cunt.
He will. $100. It's not a lot that colleagues he won't do for $100.
He will do a rape for $100. Yeah. This is a possibility. People think we're joking. This is genuinely something we could set up with the right amount of money.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. We film it. What should we call the show? I've been carrying this one. All right. I've been carrying this podcast.
Of course I have. What do you want me to do?
These are both hungover.
Yeah, leave
shit.
Me alone, cunt. Like, yeah. Fuck. I don't eat vegetables.
You should, man. It makes your poops great.
So does the alcohol.
Nah, it doesn't. Dude, the worst shit I ever did was drinking house bourbon for my 20th in Taree. Where I went, I got back to the hotel and I was so drunk. And I was in the shower, like, and my ex was there. And I farted and shit. And the smell just hit her in the face. And she was just like, oh!
Follow through in the shower.
Yeah.
But nice.
That's a good spot.
And I didn't even realize I'd done it.
You're too drunk.
I was too drunk. Yeah, I hit the wall.
Yeah.
Like, I sharted and hit the backboard. Wall. And it was like, it was foul.
Didn't she shit all over your dick too one time?
Yeah.
It's nothing worse than shit dick. Especially for you because you have two holes.
Yeah.
That's a lot to pick out.
Yeah. Cleaning the peanuts out of the fucking second hole.
Dude. I've there's stories of guys who've gotten shit dick and gotten feces up their cock hole. And it's not good.
It's not ideal.
That's why you piss after sex.
It'll fucking... I always wear a condom. It's
for doing butt stuff.
Yeah.
Fucking fagra.
Yeah, what a fagra.
Fagra. Such a fagra.
Be a man, get some shit on your tip.
Yeah.
Make it lick it off.
Oh, it only smells.
That was old mate that was at the open mic last year. They had a joke about how he asked, he's American, and he asked his Australian girlfriend for a rubber. So she came back with a pencil with like an eraser on the other end. And he's like, oh, I guess we're going with the cork method. Sucks it off the top and shoves it in his dick. He's like, I went off like a champagne bottle. Crushing too.
Yeah.
Yeah, destroyed with that joke.
Yeah, that's great.
He's from Queensland. Apparently he's been doing it a while. He fucking, yeah. I like that joke. That was pretty
funny. No, that's pretty funny.
Pretty
that's
good. Yeah.
A lot of visuals.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Especially because he's an older fella.
Yeah.
You know? Picture that.
I am.
And then fucking Dave Perry opened the show and got up and talked about having a pimple on his asshole for like 5 minutes. Just all new. Just visuals, just like squatting down on stage and just like had a phone under my asshole. And then my daughter's like, you're live streaming. And like, oh my fucking God. Come on, Dave. What are you talking about? You were not.
You gotta love Dave.
Yeah.
He's great.
He is. He's a legend.
He doesn't get out enough. There's a lot of people like that that don't get out enough.
He's been coming to this one a fair bit. Oh, that's good. Yeah. It's decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were at the Cardiff gig with him. He did well at Cardiff. And I was like, you got to start turning up to the open mic, man. I was like, so that they can see you start getting you booked on Fridays. Because he'll do well on
fucking earth.
Friday,
yeah.
Saturday shows. Great.
It's crazy how much the scene's changed in the time I've been here. Because I've only been doing stand-up for like 3 years. It was 3 years in October. And to go from like when my first show was at the Cohiba fucking sports bar in front of 4 grandmas. And I got up and I was like, Chadwick Boseman died from cancer. Isn't that funny? He's black. Like, it was just the most horrendous shit. And to now with a comedy club like that just fucking sells out every weekend. It's gnarly.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had 2 deaths in the scene as well.
Mm-hmm.
One sad.
One of them, people actually cheered. Like,
a little bit.
Legitimately fucking... legitimately happy about it. Just roasting him in the group chat.
Yeah, I've never seen something so fucking brutal, eh?
Dude, next level.
It makes me terrified for when I die, because I'm definitely dying before half of you people.
Yeah. Well, look, you never know.
No, I'm pretty sure. You don't know what it feels like inside here, bro. It's falling apart.
I didn't feel like that until I was 29.
My point exactly.
Yeah. That's rough. That's rough. Although my knees went at 24.
My knees went at 17.
Yeah.
From playing footy.
Yeah. Yeah, you used to be a little nugget.
Yeah, I used to fucking be muscular as shit, bro. I still got retard strength. But
yeah, well.
I'll always
comes with the territory.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. Yeah. It comes with the chromosomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got Down syndrome head.
Like, fucking bro, yeah, 100%. I beat it.
Yeah. It still nicked you a little.
Yeah. You know? It was just a flesh wound, you know?
Yeah.
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 No, for sure. I've definitely got something going on.
Can you do the face?
I'm doing it right now.
Try.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fuck, dude.
Am I slick?
Can you do the voice?
I got a great Down syndrome voice.
Mm, yeah, yours is pretty.
I'll do the face. You do the voice.
I want some potatoes, boiled and unpeeled.
What the fuck is wrong with us? It's too early for this shit, boys.
One of my favorite things to watch on Instagram is the Down syndrome people cooking.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, Sean and Marley.
Yeah, they're great.
Bro, and fucking Clayton, the chicken burger guy. What a fucking retard he is.
He is pretty full on.
You know it was bad when all the other retards are like, this cunt's a retard.
Chicken burger. Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. Oh, they're great. I'm so glad that they make that show.
There's the brother boys, but that guy's like pretty switched on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few, I can't remember this particular person's name, but she has Down syndrome, but she's like fit. She like does fitness stuff with her sister.
Mm.
And bro, if you just got rid of this, right, and you couldn't see her face, you would.
That's doggy style.
Oh, dude, there's some legit, like, very pretty Down syndrome girls.
The comments are funnier than anything I'll ever say on stage.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm a chromosexual. She's got Down syndrome. Like, it's just the most fucked up shit. And I love it. Great content.
Have you watched that Down for Love show?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty good.
I wonder how many assaults there are on that show.
I did get to the second stage of casting.
Before they figured you out.
Unfortunately, I didn't make the cut.
You didn't have the voice down pat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and you could have done a brother duo.
Oh, fucking A, right. Dude. Ends up being gay incest Down syndromes.
That's next season.
Yeah.
They'll do that.
Oh, they'll be down for it.
Oh, dude. There used to be a fucking big R word at our school. Used to chase the girls around, lift their skirts up.
Yeah.
Isaac.
Yeah, there's a few of them. Butterfield.
Ah, shout out.
Thing is,
oh,
the thing about Muslims is.
It's fun to be mean.
I hate cyclists. Fuck cyclists.
Fuck cyclists and vegans.
No Down syndrome Butterfield. It's not allowed in today's day and age.
They keep trying to cancel me. I'm uncancelable.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's just unnecessary.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll have him on soon.
Yeah.
You going to get him on?
Hopefully, yeah.
That'd be good.
I'll hit him up.
That'd be good.
It's going to be a lot better than this podcast that we're doing right now.
I thought today was great.
I've had fun.
Yeah, it was good. We had a beer at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I didn't need that on top of that coffee, man.
Now your asshole's going to explode.
Bro, I had jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
Jalapenos, Ricky.
I had jalapenos last night.
Jalapenos.
It was a fucking mistake. I've been making a lot of mistakes lately.
Yeah.
We can tell.
Taking after your mother.
That hurt.
We're going to sit in that.
Yeah, that really hurt. Yeah. Fucking fuck, bro.
Just don't have a gay son.
I wonder what caused it.
The foie gras.
Yeah, the foie gras.
Yeah. No, I was actually talking to my brother about that the other day. Because, like, all these foie gras have these, like, effeminate voices. So, like, how come all these gay people also have feminine voices, just genetically speaking?
They don't. They put it on.
No, they don't.
It's cultural.
No, my brother, even if my brother knew he was a foie gras, he had that voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a lisp?
No, not a lisp, just like a fag.
Foie gras.
Goddamn foie gras.
What do you mean? Like the whole time?
Just forever? He's always sounded like he likes dick.
Right.
Even before he liked dick.
Mm. Yeah. There was a kid at our school. He was the same. He was like, he sounded super effeminate. But apparently you told me this, Ethan. There's videos of like the gay dudes coming out of like surgery.
Yeah. Just gone, after being sedated.
What's cracking? I mean, what's cracking?
Yeah.
Whoops.
They are funny videos to watch.
Yeah.
Not as funny as that woman that like went into a camera and came out with a Chinese accent.
Oh, I fucking love those, dude.
That's great.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Or like white kids that grew up in China to a Chinese family. Mm. So they have like a mad Chinese accent, but they look like
Oh, me. They just look like racists.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Are Chinese people adopting white kids now? Is that what's happening?
If they have, the world's done.
Yeah. I don't think Chinese people would. Chinese people are racist.
Could
shit.
You, could you imagine someone with white privilege but Chinese brain?
Yeah.
We're fucked.
Dude, Chinese privilege. Like, China's one of the richest countries in the world. You go around Sydney, man, and that's all they're marketing to in all the stores is rich Chinese people.
It's because that's where they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to know your audience.
They're taking over.
Mm.
Get out of my country.
Fuck off, we're full.
Fuck off, we're full.
Fuck, that went great last night.
But so what was the line? What was the heckle line that they gave you?
Oh,
yeah, it was, I just had dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it was good.
Fuck off, we're full. Yeah. Already eaten.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I use that.
All right, we're, that's us. That's the pod. Thanks for coming on, Broden.
Fucking mad dog. Pleasure, boys.
You got anything to plug?
What was that?
You got anything to plug?
Nah, man.
Nah, I didn't think so, because I'm the only one who books you.
No, well, actually, motherfucker.
Yeah, you get booked here now.
I get booked here all the time. I think I'm doing almost every weekend next month.
When they don't fucking, Friday, when I can't make it.
No, fucking James actually asks me a month in advance this time.
Yeah, no, I'm
you
just,
cunt.
I don't get anything in advance. I get the day of.
Yeah.
I don't mind, though. It's good. It's good to have a little surprise.
Yeah.
Because you're unreliable, you know. You come up with these weird excuses like, oh, my family member has cancer. That didn't happen.
Can you imagine? Now I have to plan a funeral for a person who hasn't died.
Yeah.
Ah,
but
awful.
You got a PlayStation out of it, so.
That is true.
Who's really winning?
Yeah.
What have you been playing? What do you get?
Spider-Man.
Fuck yeah.
Surgery simulator. He's trying to work out how to cut a cancer out.
Yeah. There's, yeah, there's two Spider-Mans. There's a white Spider-Man and there's a black Spider-Man.
Mm.
Spider-Mans.
Sweet.
One Spider-Man gets harassed more by the police than the other.
Yeah, the white Spider-Man's got black web.
Well, I got harassed by the police the other day. Fucking chumps.
Oh, yeah. Did we tell that story?
No.
No, we didn't. We got time. Tell a story.
Trying to turn it into a bit. Basically, just like had a cop follow me. I was on my motor. He was in a fucking highway patrol car following me for like 5 minutes, just going along. I'm like, this cunt's definitely fucking following me. So I was like in the right hand lane. I came over two lanes into the left. He like followed me. I'm like, yeah, okay, this cunt's following me. Then I like lane filtered and then fucking turned, went down a road, and then he's like pulled me over. I'm like, fuck, all right. And then he's like straight into me, straight away, like, what'd you pull over here for? I can't protect you if you pulled over here. I'm like, protect me from fucking who? I don't need protection. Maybe from the guy that's been stalking me for the last 5 minutes. Whose job is well renowned with fucking stomping on people's necks.
Yeah.
And then he's like, move your bike. So I moved a bit. And he's like, get out your license. Fucking showing my license on the phone. He's like, do you know what the laws are for lane filtering? And I'm like, I thought if you're doing like under 30, like you were sweet. He goes, well, why don't you fucking look it up on your phone then? So I'm like, I don't know, I will. And I look it up and I'm like, he's like, because you went past a 4.5-ton truck there, back there when you were lane filtering. You can't do that. So, all right, look it up. I'm like, doesn't say anything here about that, champion. He's like, oh, what? Like, looks it up on his thing and, yeah, just the look on his face is just like, ah, fuck. I can't get him for anything. Then he was like, oh, I guess we've both learned something today. I was like, yeah. Glenn, you're a fucking idiot.
You should have said that, dude. You should have. They can't arrest you for being a cunt. Yeah,
and you've learned that you were wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, that was fun.
Yeah. You were way madder about it last week.
Oh, so mad about it, dude.
Oh, dude.
Pulling over a white man like that.
Granted, you had your helmet and gloves on. He didn't know.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Lucky it wasn't a black helmet, he would have shot you in the back of the head. Stop resisting!
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I've never seen a cop talk someone else out of a ticket like the guy that he's pulling out.
You should see Wilson when he's at work.
Yeah.
Wilson actually said to someone, It's only illegal if we catch you. That's what he actually said to someone he was arresting.
Oh, that's like anything.
That'll play well in court.
On the body cam?
Yep.
Does he have to wear one? Probably.
Yeah.
We all do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got ways to fucking cover him.
What's funny, though, is that, like, he could, if he wasn't being such a dick, this cop, and being like, you're a fucking idiot, you pulled over in the wrong place, you don't know the fucking law, just being heaps antagonistic and, like, talking down to me, he could have just been like, give me your license, gone back to his car, looked up the law, and went, oh, fuck, I'm wrong. Come over and been like, all right, I'm just going to let you off with a warning this time. And they're like, completely saved face.
Yeah. Or just breath tested you.
Yeah, he did that too, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, he could have just been like, oh, I'm just going to let you off with a warning so that he didn't look fucking retarded.
Mm.
But because he was being so fucking retarded, he just shot himself in the foot. It was great.
What a foie gras.
Yeah, what a foie gras.
Goddamn foie gras. All right, working on any bits?
I just did the bit I'm working on.
Yeah.
What more do you want from me, cunt?
Fucking... Fair enough.
You want me to do 22 minutes? Because I'll fucking do 22 minutes.
Please don't.
We're talking about dudes. Like, we're allowed to talk about our feelings now.
No, we're like, not.
We are.
No,
we're
we not. Are.
We get called far grass for it, but no. We're allowed to do it.
We're not allowed to talk about our feelings because the main feeling I have is anger. You're not allowed to fucking talk about that.
Yeah, that's true. We're allowed to talk about crying and being sad now.
Yeah, we're allowed to talk about being foie gras.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, conversations nowadays are so much more different. Like, back in the day, people were like, oh, yeah, just talk about the footy or whatever and just bottle that shit in until you kill yourself.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Yesterday, I had a conversation about crying over Bluey. You know, that kids' TV show?
You fucking foie gras.
Yeah, fucking huge foie gras.
You were crying over Bluey?
Not me.
Wow. Some other foie gras?
Yeah, some other foie gras.
I love this
one. So you don't have any kids, so why is someone you know crying? What's going on?
We're talking about it. We're talking about our feelings.
With who?
Some dude I just met.
At the boat ramp? It's where the gays hook up into Nilba Bay.
Yeah.
I'm sure my brother frequents that area.
Yeah. If you go to the... if you ever go past West Track on... what is it?
Are you going to point out exactly where the boat ramp is?
Yeah, yeah,
is that
yeah.
What you're doing right now?
Because you go there and there's all these cars parked there, but no boat trailers.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are they doing? There's clearly no one fishing on the banks. Where are they all? It's like, that toilet's always full.
Mm.
Yeah.
Glory Hole, have you been in there?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, check it out. Let me know.
Yeah. Will do, man. Will do. Yeah. There was a story I used to tell on stage about a guy who went there fishing, didn't know about it. This old Santa Claus looking motherfucker just walks up to him. He's like, hey, man, how you going? You catch anything? He's like, nah, man.
Do you want to catch there. AIDS?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the old Santa Claus looking dude's like, if you want, I can suck your cock in the bathrooms. He's like, what the fuck, man? He's like, what the fuck? He's like, oh, man, you should be, like, complimented that I'd do this for you. He's like, fuck off, dude. And he went back to work, and he's on the floor, just a contractor in, like, the fucking big work area. And he told all the boys. So all day, they're just like, you going for a fish later, mate? And kept doing it. And eventually he's just like, next cunt who says something, like, I'm going to fucking deck. I'm warning yous. Like, next cunt who says something. But all right, no worries. One of the apprentices was not in the area when he said that. So they just G'd up the apprentice to make a joke about it. And he threw a spanner at him and got kicked out of sight.
See, he was so mad because he actually took up the deal and got his dick sucked.
Dude, it's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Yeah. Think you're going to catch a brim?
Yeah. Two rods for the price of one.
Great.
Fucking cheering.
Perfect. Yeah. What about you, Broden? You working on some new material, man?
Look, I've got some shit written down that I don't remember writing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you what it is and we can try to work out what I meant.
Perfect.
7 dead birds and a pound of meat.
What?
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
In my notes.
Yeah.
I don't remember writing it.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
This might be a really funny, elaborate prank that your missus is playing on you.
Oh, dude.
That would be hilarious.
Age is just a number and rape is just a sex position.
Can't.
That's pretty good. You should do that.
Yeah, you should do that.
So my mum, she's fucked. She hasn't been able to work for like 5 years now.
Yeah.
Don't tell your old boss about it. Anyways.
Yeah.
She
told me while I was working at the insurance company.
She has a bunch of cats now, right?
Yeah.
Like she fosters cats.
She throws them at people.
She currently has 8 cats in the house, right?
That's a problem.
And one of them, it's a 2-year-old cat and it fucking hates people.
Yeah.
And she was Googling how to like build good relationships with the cat.
Set them on fire.
No, you're meant to like, do you know how like with monkeys, like actual monkeys?
I've never owned a monkey. Slur.
Right.
I know
they say you shouldn't laugh at a monkey because it's a sign of like aggression.
Yep.
Well, with cats, they say you should squint at cats to make them like you're not wide-eyed. Like
that's why Asians love cats.
Exactly, dude. That was my thought. Is like
this is where he's going with it. He's already got the punchline.
It's 100% a racist joke that I'm getting towards.
Fuck.
Because it's really counterproductive for that to relax cats because their biggest predators have the squintiest eyes.
Yeah, that's true.
You're saying that Asians like to eat cats?
Yeah, that's a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
They eat dogs, actually.
Mm.
There's a festival. Look, if you say that's racist, I'm like, okay, but there's a festival where they eat dogs in China.
But not all of them eat dogs. It's like not all Muslims bomb places, you know, but they have festivals. There's a big one a few years ago. It's called 9/11.
Oh, man. Any more?
Nah, it's pretty much my creative abilities at its fullest, lads.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Well, I like all right. that.
Well, that's the podcast. When have we got really Shelsh Bits?
13th of December, I believe.
13th. I thought it was the 5th for some reason.
6th is the Roast Battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on that.
And 13th is the Shelsh Bits.
Got many bits to show.
A little treat for the crowd.
Yeah.
Mm.
Might see another butthole.
Hopefully.
I might come this time if there's going to be buttholes.
Mm.
Big butthole fan.
Yeah, it'll be a big butthole.
Is Eddie going to be on stage, mate? Oh, I have 3 dildos and they all fall out.
Did you win the roast battle against her?
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't even competitive. I fucking destroyed her. Nice. I love you, Eddie.
What was your best roast for Eddie?
Probably the opening thing. I got up and said it's an honour to roast Brendan Fraser's body double from The Whale. And that just set the tone for the rest of it. Oh, like, Eddie's God. The only person on the scene that I can do fat jokes about.
Yeah, well, you're fat too, so.
Yeah, but yeah.
It's fat on fat crime.
Yeah, it's fat on fat crime. Nah, there wasn't much of a crowd, so if you fucking do enough on December 6th, come along, people. All 4 of your viewers should come.
Yeah.
It's good.
All of you psychos who listen to this, come along. Come along to these Wednesday shows. It's otherwise,
I fucking have something to plug. You fucking cunt.
Yeah, you fucking mouth cunt. Shut up.
You're Jewish, Ethan. You don't have opinions anymore. Fucking free Palestine. Yeah,
why don't you go kill some more Muslims, you monster?
Yeah, why don't you have a music festival of peace, you fucking fagra?
I'm thinking about it.
Jared hates you.
He does.
Have you seen the photos of that cunt and the fucking big scarf?
Yeah.
Dude,
he's doing fucking brown face. He looks like he's wearing a tea towel.
Looks like he's sniffing his own farts.
Yeah, he is.
Fucking pompous cunt. Fucking hell, dude. What are you doing?
You know, he looks like you if we stretched you out.
Yeah, dude. I wish. Yeah, well, anyway. I nearly said some shit. We're not gonna. That'll get me sued. Kind of stuff we know. Anyway, Shosh Bits 16th.
I just said it was the 13th, cunt.
15th.
Turn up whenever you want, really. I don't give a fuck about anymore.
Ethan's going to do the set that he did last night on the Shosh Bits Showcase. It's going to be good.
22 minutes of hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really...
Subscribe to the Patreon if you want 22 minutes of hell set from Ethan audio yeah. only, but it's fucking worth every minute.
Yeah. You can also see all of our Show Us Your Bits shows, too, so far.
Except for the last one that I didn't get the audio of and I fucked it. But anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Never mind.
That sucks, because that was a good one.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. We'll do more shows.
Well, yeah. I'm planning. We're planning some shit. Got some stuff coming up. So check us out. You're Joking, Facebook. Old Mate Bentley, Instagram. Mitch Coin Comedian, Instagram. Broden Shearer Comedian, Instagram.
I want to go home.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.